各位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。今天我们 2CR 很高兴能够邀请到来自联邦公民及多元文化助理部长兼 Bruce 选区联邦议员 Julian Hill 来到我们的访问当中。你好啊 Julian。 So today, welcome everyone to 2CR Radio. It's our pleasure to interview with the member for Bruce, Assistant Minister for Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, Julian Hill MP. Hello, Julian. It's good to see you here.
It's terrific to be with you.
可唔可以同各位听众介绍一下自己呢？ Thank you very much. So, to start with, could you please provide a brief introduction of yourself to our audience?
So, I'm a member of the Australian Parliament and have been since 2016, a Labor MP from Southeast Melbourne, and I represent one of the most diverse communities in Australia, with people from over 150 different countries, including many Australians from the Chinese-speaking world, from mainland China, as well as Hong Kong and Taiwan, and then, of course, Singapore, Malaysia and other places. So in my first term in Parliament, I actually had a very large Chinese community when I covered Glen Waverley and Wheelers Hill and Mulgrave, and was chair of the Australia-China Parliamentary Friendship Group. Mm-hmm. So really pleased to be having this conversation with you.
剛才 Hill 助理部長亦都表示，他自從2016年就已經進入澳洲聯邦議會服務大眾。他代表著東南部的墨爾本地區，那裡擁有全澳洲最為多元文化的地區之一，一共有来自150多个国家的，其中讲中文的人群亦都占不少数，来自香港、中国、台湾、新加坡、马来西亚等等。同时他亦都是作为议会友谊小组的成员之一，同国际间打好关系。是啊，我们也都很高兴能够邀请到 Hill 助理部长你来到我们的访问当中。前几天艾班尼斯政府也都宣布了增加850万澳元的北标即批量账单支付。你能不能够跟大家讲解一次今次的政策目标呢？
Yep, it's our pleasure and having you with us today as well. So we'd like to talking about the Albanese government recently announced it an 8.5 billion boost to bulk billing. Could you please elaborate more on this initiatives?
The Prime Minister's announcement is the largest single investment by any Australian government in the history of Medicare in GP bulk billing. The promise at the heart of Medicare is that any Australian, when they need to, can see the GP, the doctor, for free, and that it's your Medicare card in your wallet, not how much money you've got in the bank, not how much money you've got on your credit card, it's your Medicare card that determines if you can see the doctor. What the government inherited when we were elected under 3 years ago was a health system in crisis. The rates of GP bulk billing were falling and falling because of the mess the Liberals have made. And what this will do is restore that promise so that at least 9 out of 10 visits to the doctor are fully bulk billed, free for Australians. That's so important because it saves money for families, but it also means that people don't delay going to the doctor. And that's good for the health system, it's good for the taxpayer, because when people get sicker, if they don't get to the doctor quickly, they can often get much sicker and they end up in hospital and cost a lot more to treat.
剛才 Hill 部長表示，這次的政策是澳洲政府歷史上最大型的 Medicare 投資項目。北標零和 Medicare Card 能夠確保民眾获得适当的医疗服务。他表示，当艾巴尼斯政府接手前任政府遗留下来的卫生系统危机的时候，即由自由党政府令到北标零不断下跌的情况。他表示，850万澳元的增加能够使得
90%嘅澳洲民众再度回归睇 GP 医生嘅一个服务，唔单止能够减少民众喺医疗上面嘅花费，同时能够减少民众嘅病情严重性，从而减少医院嘅负担。咁唔知Hugh 助理部长，你嘅意思系咪话即系 GP 医生系我哋澳洲医疗系统嘅第一个防闸呢？
So would you say that bug billing is actually the first gate of the medical department or part?
It absolutely is. Yeah, they call it primary health care. It's the first, the primary level of health care is being able to see your GP for free. That's the philosophy behind Labor's Medicare system. As well as the announcement, the investment in bulk billing, we've also announced a major investment in training thousands of new GPs, general practitioners, because the previous government, the Liberal government, doesn't support bulk billing. We saw a freeze in the amount that doctors were paid to see a patient, that GPs were paid. What that meant over almost 10 years is that because the amount that doctors were paid didn't go up for many years, GPs, doctors, were forced to start charging patients, and that destroyed that core principle at the heart of Medicare. And it was Peter Dutton, as the Liberal Health Minister, who tried to introduce a tax, a charge for every Australian to see the doctor. Peter Dutton also wanted to charge Australians to visit the hospital emergency department and cut $50 billion from public hospitals. So at the election, there's a really clear choice. Australian doctors voted Peter Dutton the worst health minister in 40 years. So you cannot trust Peter Dutton and the Liberals on Medicare. If health's important, if Australians believe in the Medicare system, then only Labor's going to restore the promise of Medicare, which is you can see the doctor for free.
Hugh 部长表示，是的， GP 系统是我们澳洲的第一阶级的医疗系统服务，确保 GP 服务的免费是对国家来讲非常重要。同时他亦宣布更多的政策，包括政府将会资助上千名的新的实习医生进行 GP 实习。同时因为上届政府不断地减低bug billing的开支， GP 需要帮自己的病人付费看医生多达长达十年已久，这个令到更少的病人去看 GP 医生。这个是因为当Peter Dutton 作为前届的卫生部长的时候，他暂停增加bug billing的上升，同时要求民众去付费看 GP， 甚至是医院的紧急服务，更是在公共医疗医院的部门当中削减500亿澳元。他认为不能够相信 Peter Dutton 公开所讲的 Medicare 政策。我相信很多民众都非常有兴趣了解 Medicare 和 bug billing 政策的来源，你可不可以跟大家讲解一下呢？
Yep. So talking about Medicare and bug billing, is there can you tell us more about where this come from? Because a lot of people was like, oh, actually want to know about more about the Medicare system.
Yeah, it's for many people new to Australia. At first, it seems like a bit of a miracle that when you become a permanent resident or a citizen, you get a Medicare card in your wallet and you can see the doctor. Well, that didn't just happen by accident. You know, we didn't wake up one day as Australians and Medicare cards fell from the sky. Medicare was a system that Labor built and that Labor had worked and campaigned for at elections for literally years and decades. Labor in the 1970s put in place the first version of Medicare. It was called Medibank. The Liberals got elected in 1975 and abolished it. And then it was a Labor government in 1984 that put in place Medicare. The Liberals tried to abolish Medicare in 1984, the 1987 and the 1990 elections. And they've never really believed in universal health care. They've never believed in medicine, in Medicare. So it is, you know, I know it can be confusing at times for people to understand the differences between the Labor Party and the Liberal Party. But Medicare health is one of those big differences. And I think it's a really important difference. We want to be a country where anyone can see the doctor. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, you get good health care and that families get supported. It's really hard for people with lots of kids often to be able to afford healthcare. So this is a good cost of living measure.
Yeah, a lot of people actually for the newly Australian immigrants, they really love, happy to have the Medicare card with them so that they can enjoy the free healthcare service in Australia, one of the most having the best medical service country in the world as well. So actually, how is the bug billing and Medicare card expect to benefit Australian in practical terms?
So under Labor's policy, if the Labor government is re-elected with Prime Minister Albanese in November this year, will pass new laws starting kicking off in November, every Australian will be eligible for what they call the bulk billing incentive, which means doctors will be paid a higher amount to bulk bill a patient to treat them for free. And if your GP clinic, if that clinic decides to go 100% bulk billing, then they'll get an extra payment every quarter. So we've modelled it, we've costed it, we're very confident that'll get us back over 90% of GP visits free, and at least 9 out of 10. And importantly, this will put back every single dollar into the health system that Peter Dutton and the Liberals cut when he was the health minister. Really important. The reason that Labor can do this is frankly because we've managed the country's budget properly. We delivered the first two surplus budgets the country's seen for nearly 20 years, and debt forecasts in Australia are nearly $200 billion lower than when Labor was elected.
Hugh助理部長表示, 對於新來到澳洲的人來講, Medicare和北標零, 看起來是一個非常神奇的事情, 但這個是來自工黨政府, 作為當年的競選政策之一，已經籌備了多年。從1970年代第一個版本叫做Medibank的時候，由工黨政府競選的時候提議出來，而當1975年當自由黨政府上場的時候，將佢拋棄。 去到1984年工黨政府再度上場的時候，先正式落實了Medicare幾個政策。去到1987年到1990年代，自由黨政府上場的競選的時候，亦都多次想取消Medicare的政策。佢表示，市民成日都唔能夠分開工黨政府同自由黨政府嘅唔一樣性。 但是我们能够看到Medicare的政策是一个最大的分别。 Medicare对于家庭澳洲人民来说是十分重要的， 能够帮助他们缓解生活成本压力。 是的，我深信很多新移民来到澳洲来说， 亦都非常喜欢Medicare这个系统， 能够享受世界上最为 其中一個最為頂尖的醫療服務。其實這個850萬澳元的北標零增加， 對於市民來說有什麼實質性的改變呢？
You also answered the questions which I would like to ask next. So I would like to know that where is the budget come from? Where is the budget of the 8.5 billion boost of bulk billing came from?
So most of that money is actually already built into the budget through the mid-year financial update, which came out in December. And the remaining money, the minority of it, will be accounted for in the next budget update. You know, that is obviously important. But I noticed that the day that the Prime Minister announced that, Peter Dutton then said, oh, I'll do that too, without any detail, without understanding the policy, without the costings. I mean, it's honestly ridiculous. If anyone believes that Peter Dutton would fix GP bulk billing, then they'll genuinely believe in anything. It's just ridiculous. So we're very confident in the policy. We're confident it'll help Australians. We're confident that the country can afford it because Labor has managed the budget properly. And we're confident that it'll put money back in the pockets of Australian families.
Hugh助理部長表示，如果聯邦工黨政府再次被選中，選上 这个850万的北标零增加将会在今年的11月份正式落实，不单止除了有多的北标零，更是会增加90%的市民去看GP医生，减低公共医疗服务系统的负担。同时会将所有来自上届政府 削减的医疗系统开支再度回归卫生系统上面。这些计划是来自工党政府好好地管理国家的税务和资产，令到他们首次有两个季度的盈余出现，甚至比起上届政府花费少2000亿澳元的花销。
So, given that we're talking about the medical expenses and the rebate, so expect that aside from the bulk billing boost, is there any additional rebates or government support is available to alleviate the financial pressure on Australians?
Yeah, very good question, because cost of living and getting inflation down has been the central economic challenge of the government, no doubt about it. The mess we inherited with inflation over 6% from the Liberals was terrible for the economy, and it's been tough for many families and many Australians. What the government's done over the last 2 years is provide help for families and help for people with cost of living measures, while not spending so much that we make inflation worse. So your listeners will remember that every taxpayer got a tax cut, not just the select few, which the Liberals were saying. So Labor gave every taxpayer a tax cut. The $300 power bill rebates, $75 a quarter. Cheaper medicines, the first reduction in medicine costs in 75 years since Labor invented the PBS 75 years ago. Cheaper childcare to help working families and give women greater choice about returning to work part-time or full-time if they wanted to. So free TAFE, you know, reducing university HECS debts and so on. So these are cost of living measures that have helped people whilst inflation comes down.
Hugh部長表示，確實的資金來源已經在上個季度的 財政報告上面已經發布出，而剩低的小部分的資金來源亦都會今個季度再次公佈。他表示，Peter Dutton亦都在亞巴尼斯政府宣布這個政策的時候同樣宣布會做相同的事情，但是沒有給足夠的詳細的資料給公眾。
Hugh部長亦都表示自己十分自信，能夠管理好國家的財務狀況，令到得以依啲政策能夠得以推行。咁除咗醫療開支補助之外，唔知政府仲有啲乜嘢嘅政策能夠減緩大家嘅生活成本壓力呢？
So talking about the different kind of policy which the Labour Party have already announced it for the future coming year. So for the multicultural aspect for affairs as well. So actually for the federal level of government, is there any way you can directly to in touch with the multicultural communities?
Well, I should say, just to finish the answer to the previous question, that mm-hmm. of course the Prime Minister will have more to say in the coming weeks in the lead up to and during the election campaign about the economy, about cost of living and Labor's plans, positive plans for the next term of government. And I'd also remind people, for every cost of living measure that the government, that Labor's put forward, Peter Dutton and the Liberals literally opposed every one of them. They didn't support the power rebates, they didn't support the tax cuts, they didn't support cheaper medicines, cheaper childcare, and, you know, there is a big difference. In terms of multicultural communities, trusted voices like yours, the multicultural media and press are really important, and I work very hard as the Assistant Minister for Multicultural Affairs to talk with you, to make time to talk to your listeners. Because it is so important that people get proper, accurate information before they vote, rather than, unfortunately, sometimes listening to lies on, you know, WhatsApp or WeChat or things that spread on social media and the internet.
Hilbert 助理部长表示，生活成本压力同埋通货膨胀系而家社会面临最大嘅危机之一。通货膨胀是来自上届政府遗留下来的6%的通胀率，对于政府和市民来说也是非常困难的一个难题。工党政府在这几年里面也是推出不同的政策来帮助减缓市民的生活成本压力。在接下来的竞选当中，他们表示将会减低每个纳税人的税款，亦都是会提供每个季度的电力减费75元，同时会推行更便宜的药费和更便宜的托儿服务，甚至是免费的 TAFE 课程等等。他们希望能够真正这样帮助大家减轻生活成本压力。先讲了很多有关于我们接下来的政策，那不知道我们联邦政府会如何这样去跟我们多元文化社群去沟通呢？
So do you agree concerns about the misleading information provided from different kind of media sources?
Well, I think the multicultural media in Australia do a really good job, and they're really important because they're trusted by their communities. What we have seen in previous elections, unfortunately, is the Liberal Party and their operatives using social media, using WeChat groups, using WhatsApp groups and others to spread lies and misinformation and try and trick voters into believing things that aren't true. You know, they spread some of these rumours about the Labor Party, about crime, against immigration. There was one that I saw a couple of elections ago around WeChat saying that Labor wanted to cut Chinese migration and let more people from Africa in. I mean, it was simply wasn't true, but this was being spread. So I do, you know, encourage your listeners to not believe everything that they see floating around in their chat groups, to listen to voices such as yours that can talk directly to people and get proper information.
要助理部长补充上一题，他说艾巴尼斯总理将会在下几个星期入面陆续和公众宣布更多的政策。对于多元文化社群，他表示好像 2CR 等等的受民众信赖的媒体对于他们来说十分重要，所以他才会非常努力和我们这些媒体去沟通，以聆听和了解市民的需要。他亦都指出市民需要获取正确的资讯，以去做出适当的抉择，不要相信任何在社交媒体平台上胡乱散播的谣言和错误的信息。那不知道错误的 信息或者是引导性的信息对你来讲是不是一个难题呢？
Thank you very much. So to conclude, is there anything else you would like to share with our audience?
Look, I don't think we should take our democracy for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do get to vote and to choose our government. And you know, I'm confident this election that when people get the right information and make the choice, that Prime Minister Albanese will be re-elected as Prime Minister. And that's a good thing. He's a decent man. I've known Albo since 1996.
Oh.
He's caring, he's smart, he's tough. And we've got positive plans. The economy's getting better, inflation's coming down, interest rates are now coming down, unemployment remains low, and we've got good plans for the health system to build more housing and so on. And you know, I don't think we should risk going backwards with Peter Dutton and the Liberals. People would be worse off under Peter Dutton. Let's not risk the progress that we've made in the last 2 years. And of course, you know, there's broader global issues. The improved relationship, the stabilised relationship between Australia and China is a good thing for both of our countries. So, you know, I ask for people's trust. We will ask for their vote at the right time. But that's not something that we as Australians should ever take for granted, or that indeed myself as an MP ever take for granted. You have to win that trust every election.
肖助理部长表示，我们不应该将民主认为是理所当然的，我们需要珍惜手中的一票。他相信大家能够在获取足够的资讯里面做出精明的选择。他指出自己从1996年开始就已经认识艾巴尼斯总理，他是一个关怀和能够渡过风雨的人。他表示他有很多不同的政策计划，通货膨胀的下降，保持失业率低位，亦都是提供好的卫生系统，加上建造更多的房屋。他表示工党政府亦都非常珍重国际上的关系友好，他们非常看好澳中关系，亦都希望，亦都认为这个对两国都非常之好。他希望大家能够相信任他们，亦都投他们一票。
I believe our audience will always use their best chance to have to vote for the people they want to vote for. Yep.
Exactly. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Julian. So I think that concludes today. So thank you very much for your time.
No worries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.